Beyond the Limits. Listen.
Now for a story of cruel luck and incredible courage. Just over 2 years ago, 17-year-old Bethany Hamilton was well on her way toward a successful surfing career. But while catching some waves one morning in Hawaii with her friend Greg, a 14-foot tiger shark attacked. Greg got panic-stricken, lost his balance, and was knocked unconscious by his surfboard as he fell into the sea. Bethany realized she had to do something if she was going to save her friend from being eaten by the shark, so she got him back on his board, where he came to quite quickly, and managed to surf back to the shore. Unfortunately, Bethany wasn't as lucky. The shark attacked a second time while she was still in the water and tore her left arm off. Bethany survived and, since then, has been acclaimed as a real heroine. Not only that, but in 2010, she turned pro surfer. There has been a documentary made based on her life, and now a full-length feature film, Soul Surfer, has been released. Ryan Cordell, our movie critic, went to the Hollywood premiere last night. So, Ryan, what did you think? This is obviously not just another surfing movie, is it?
No, indeed. It has to be said that this is a truly remarkable story. This young woman, who was seriously disabled because of her heroic action to save her best friend's life, is someone you don't easily forget. I met her at the premiere, and I was so impressed by her. Even though it's been a couple of years since the accident, and she's a household name for surfers all over the world, she is still amazed that she has become such an icon and role model for thousands of young people.
I understand she does a lot of work to help other disabled people.
Yes, that's right. She insists that the movie, the documentary, and so on are not just about her and what she has achieved, but it's all about increasing awareness about disability, making disabled people more visible.
Does she actually appear in the movie?
Yes, she does all the stunt work for the sequences after the shark episode, when we see her surfing with only one arm.
That must be, upsetting, disturbing to see that.
Maybe a little at first, but you soon hardly notice the fact that she's missing an arm. You accept it as normal.
What is particularly surprising is that after the accident, she just got back on her surfboard and took up her career again, as if nothing had happened, competing alongside able-bodied surfers.
Yes, and that's what really comes through in the movie, her determination to do what she had always set out to do, to be a professional surfer.
Wasn't she scared of another shark attack?
Well, we talked about this, and she said that what scared her more was not being able to surf again. Surfing is her life.